In this season of shorter days and longer nights, we remember not just those we've lost and loved, but all of the people who have died. We honor our loved ones with pictures, tokens, and candles. Toward the end, we will light the largest candle in honor of those who have died, whose names we will never know, but who are precious to our human family. Through this simple ritual composed of the most ordinary acts, may we understand more deeply the great miracle and mystery of life and death that connects us to all that was, is, and ever shall be.
On this day of memory and gratitude, we remember the many whose love and nurture has helped us grow into who we are today. With thanksgiving, we remember our religious ancestors whose courage and hard work, faithfulness and sacrifice gifted us with this free faith, these sacred grounds, and this beloved community. As we mourn those who have passed from this life and into eternity, let us also praise the miracle and mystery that gave them to us in the first place.
As directed by the ushers, we will invite you to come forward to the table down the center aisle. If you have brought a picture or another memento in memory of a friend or loved one, please place it on the table. If you didn't bring a token or picture, you're invited to light one of the tea light candles on the table. And you can also write a name or really any statement that's meaningful to you in memory and honor of someone on any of the note cards on the table. And once you are finished at the table, please return to your seat via a side aisle. Please come forward as you are ready. For those from lands both near and far who have died after living long, fulfilling lives, and all those whose lives were lost too soon. For those who died without a home, those yearning to return home, and the many who died crossing new borders in search of a better life. For those who died in captivity, whether physical, mental, or emotional. For all who lost their lives in natural or human-made disasters. For those who died because of the language they spoke, the color of their skin, the faith they did or did not profess, who they loved or who they were. For those who died in the midst of war, violence, fear, and poverty, and all who died by their own hands. We light one final candle in remembrance of all souls, in honor of everyone, both known and unknown to us, who has died. Let us honor them. Let us remember them. Let us recommit ourselves to building a better world for them and for their children and their children's children.
Memories wild to break in silence.
Our second reading today was written by Nadia Bowles Weber, a widely acclaimed Lutheran pastor in Denver, Colorado, whose church is called House for All Sinners and Saints. Her congregation largely serves people who have been rejected or ignored by many churches, LGBTQ-identified people, people in recovery, people recently out of prison. A few years ago, Reverend Bowles Weber wrote a book called Accidental Saints about her community's encounters with the holy in the most unlikely places. On this day, when we lift up those whose lives have touched our own, her words about All Saints' Day seem relevant. She writes, "Apart from those who have fallen in combat, Americans tend to forget our ancestors, and we spend as little time as possible publicly mourning them. But in the church, we do the very odd thing of proclaiming that the dead are still a part of us, a part of our lives, and are even an animating presence in the church. St. Paul describes the saints as a great cloud of witnesses, so when they have passed, we still hold them up, hoping perhaps that their virtues, their ability to have faith in the face of an oppressive empire or a failing crop or the blight of cancer, might become our own virtue or our own strength. I've come to realize," she writes, "that all the saints I've known have been accidental ones, people who have inadvertently stumbled into redemption like they were looking for something else at the time. People who have just a wee bit of a drinking problem and manage to get sober and help others to do the same. People who are as kind as they are hostile. What we celebrate in the saints is not their piety or perfection, but the fact that God gets redemptive and holy things done in this world through, of all things, human beings, all of whom are flawed." This church, our church, doesn't have a process for recognizing people as official saints, but our pews are filled every single Sunday with ordinary people who nevertheless embody love and mercy and compassion, people who go quietly about the work of building a better world, people who give life the shape of justice. None of them are perfect. They may never make it onto any church's list of saints, and yet their lives bring our church and our world closer to the brink of the beloved community. This morning, we lift up the imperfect yet beautiful and beloved people of this church who have died since the Tree of Life service last spring. In remembering them here together, may their virtue become our virtue, their strength become our strength, and their blessing become our blessing.
Let us pray. In this holy time together, we remember those who have left us. We hold each of them in our hearts and minds, and their memories and their presence lingers in our lives today. We give thanks for all that we have, for the gifts we have been given, for the treasures of the earth and sea, for abundance all around us. In this sacred place together, we dance and sing, we talk and sit. We absorb the energy and the beauty of one another and of our surroundings. Here we honor the legacy of those who have come before us. In this place they helped build, hearing stories and songs and the things that they cared about. And in this beloved community together, we come to grieve and celebrate, to love and just to be. And so for the traditions we have been given, we give thanks. For the guidance of our ancestors, we are grateful. And we look to the future to make real the dreams they dreamed, to build the world for which they hoped. And so for these, for the memory of all those we hold dear, and for all the prayers of our hearts and minds, we lift all of this up together in the name of all we find holy. Amen.